Good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the show today. I am your host of the Coach Lalisa Show, and this is Lalisa. And we just welcome all of you who are tuned in to the show today. Well, we have an awesome, awesome topic for you today. I have a very, very special guest who is here with us in the studio, and he is going to be talking to us today about I'm getting a little bit of feedback there, I believe, from the line, but I think we're going to have a nice, clear reception there in a minute. Okay, wonderful. Welcome to the show today, Mr. Mike Parker. How are you? Yes, Mr. Parker, welcome to the Coach Lalisa Show. Well, we'll just give him a moment to get situated there. I see he is there. I want to welcome the other callers. I see we have more callers calling in. Well, you've tuned in to the Coach Lalisa Show, heard each and every weekday morning at 7:30 a.m. right here on Blog Talk Radio. You can sign in to the chat room and actually connect with other people who are also tuned in at the same time by going to blogtalkradio.com/Coach Lalisa. You can also make comments on our homepage. Yes, Mr. Parker, are you there? Hello, Mr. Parker. Welcome to the show today. Okay, you may want to hang up and dial back in. I'm not hearing from you. Yes, Mr. Parker, the number 347-945-7991. Well, that's the beautiful, beautiful, beautiful thing about technology. Sometimes there is something that we call a glitch in the technology. But welcome to the show. I see we do have a caller with the hand up. Let me see if you have a comment or question. You're on the air, 310 area code. Okay. Looks like, yes, 302, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Is that okay? That's not Mr. Parker. No wonder you were okay. Is this Mr. Parker?
Yes, hopefully you can hear me now.
Oh, I can hear you now. And there was another caller from the 302. Wonderful, wonderful. I thought that was you, but maybe not. But welcome, Mr. Parker. Much awaited. We've been waiting for you. How are you today?
I am great. How are you doing?
Well, wonderful. Well, everyone, I just want to introduce to those of you, if you're tuning in for the first time again, we welcome you to the show. For those of you who are with us each and every morning, Monday through Friday, welcome back to the show. We have a very, very special guest. As you know, on the Coach Lalisa Show, we are here to empower you, to motivate you, to inspire you, to give you the tips, tools, and strategies to make your life better, so that you can live in total fulfillment, not only that you can set goals and have dreams, but you will actually learn how to reach them right here. And I know that my special guest today, Mr. Mike Parker, that I had the awesome, awesome pleasure to meet at the book signing, a book fair that was in Delaware about a month ago. And we were there, and so we just thank God for these opportunities to connect with other people who are doing positive, motivational things. And I invited him to the show to share with you some wonderful, wonderful information that he has, and he's going to tell you all about it. So get your pen and pencils out and paper and get ready to take lots of notes. And I'm going to turn it over to you, Mr. Mike Parker. Why don't you tell us what you do and how you do it and how it is benefiting hundreds and hundreds and thousands of people?
Thank you very much. Well, I'm with a company, network marketing company, that we're on a national crusade that's saving lives. One of the key things about a company, we offer a product, or I should say a service to the community that's really addressing an epidemic that's attacking the country here. But more so than that, I also try to pass on network marketing information that I have, that I've gathered through the years of my own experience, and I've developed some things that I figured are very key to being successful in network marketing.
And I would just like to add that one of the reasons that I wanted to really bring you on today is because, Mr. Parker, I'm involved also with network marketing, and I've met over the past year thousands of people that are also involved with network marketing. And what I've found is that a lot of people are sometimes discouraged because they're not able to reach the level of success that was promised to them. And so what I realized in that past year is that success doesn't just fall out of the tree, but it's something that you have to actually know the secrets to, just like you know the secrets to, you know, how to make mama's macaroni and cheese taste like that, or how to make, you know, fried chicken the way grandma made it. You have to know the secrets to success in network marketing. So anyway, yes, you were saying that you've learned some strategies, and then I know you were talking about this epidemic, and I went online, and I know some of you may not realize this, but there are people who text while they're driving, and it has actually caused so many accidents. I know it causes a lot of frustration, because I notice when I'm even driving, and I notice that people are doing this, and you can always tell, and it's very, very, very frustrating. So back to you, Mr. Parker.
You're so true about the frustrating people texting and driving. Before I get into that, I'm going to cover what I consider to be some very key points in network marketing. For me, I really narrow it down to 10 good solid points that I think will really be helpful to people in their business. You're right, there's a lot of people getting network marketing, and on average, people are in and out of a network marketing within 3 to 4 months. And I think one of the key reasons why that is how they address and how they approach it. One of my first keys is that you have to know that network marketing is a business. Some people get into it as if it's a hobby or just something that passed time or maybe a social gathering event, but it's actually a business, and you have to treat it as such, and you have to approach it in a very professional manner because there is a lot of money to be made in network marketing. And because of that fact, you have to be very serious about it. So you have to know that network marketing is a business. The second thing that I've come up with is that you have to know your why. And what I mean by that is you have to know your reason for wanting to get in network marketing. A lot of people get in network marketing and just doing it, but you have to have a strong enough reason to join network marketing. And to be honest with you, that stronger reason has to be so powerful that it has an emotional pull on you, and whether it brings you tears or whether it does something to get you emotionally stirred up, that why has to have that effect on you. And I find if you don't have a why, quite often you're not going to have very much success in network marketing. Now, the funny thing about getting that why is it's not something that you can just drum up right away immediately. Some people, they can. Others, it takes a little time to sit down and really discover why they all want to do this here, whether it's I need more time freedom or I need more money to be able to provide for a family member, or I need to be able to do more for the community. Whatever your reason, your why is, it has to have an emotional pull on you. Then you will stick to it. The third thing I'm with is you have to find a business that serves you. In other words, you must be willing to be a product of the business. You must really use the products of the business. It doesn't matter whatever your business is, it has to be something that you enjoy using. It's something that meets your needs, and it's something that, you know, that you can share with other people. And the reason why I say that is because when you're sharing your particular product and your business with someone, people latch onto your emotions that you express when talking about your business. If you're just in a business that you don't use the product, you don't have any idea, whether you just know what it is and that's it, people can sense that. And they say, well, I don't sense the confidence in you that you really use this product, so I'm not really to latch onto you like that there. The fourth thing I've learned over time is persistence. You absolutely have to be persistent. One of the key things in network marketing is that it's not a get-rich-quick business. Can you get rich? Sure, of course. You know, some people do. Some people have the God-gift talent to come in and just build a huge organization within months or within a year. Most people don't have that ability to do that. We don't necessarily have influence or talent to do it. So it takes persistence. It takes time for you to build it. And I believe that with your why, with a strong enough why, that's going to help your persistence. and trying to put your business together and growing it. I always tell people that if you work hard and diligently in 2 years, you can expect easy a five-figure income monthly if you put in the work over the next 2 to 3 years. You know, and I had a gentleman one day say, well, it's going to take me 2 or 3 years to work, you know, to earn that type of money. And so I said, well, how long have you been working so far? He said, well, I've been working, you know, 35 years. And my next question for him was, well, in the 35 years, are you earning at least five figures a month? He said, no. I said, well, it's only logical that you should give this at least 2 or 3 years to try to make it because you've given the other thing 35 years and haven't got there yet. So persistence is absolutely a key to this business. The fifth thing that came over is you have to get over the nose. This is a business where you're marketing a product or service, and not everyone's going to like your product or your service. You're going to get the nose in there, and there's really no way to avoid the nose. It doesn't matter whether you're doing face-to-face where you talk to someone about your product or you're over the Internet. It doesn't really matter how you do it. There's going to be nose. Your objective is to get through the nose. Don't take them personal. Don't take them serious. Don't take them personally. Just take them as they come and just deal with it. And understand that people's not really telling you no. They're just saying no to your product. Or maybe they're saying no today. But what I find that a lot of times I may talk to someone in 1 month and they say no, I'm not interested in your product or your business. 3 or 4 months down the line, things change people's lives. They have a sudden interest. So a no today could be a yes tomorrow. You just have to accept the no and keep going with it. The sixth thing I come up with is that you have to learn to invite, expose, and sponsor new business partners. And what I mean by that is you have to learn how to invite people to your opportunity or how to invite people to share your product. And that's a process. A lot of companies have written scripts. A lot of it have different other methods to do it, but you have to become professional. It's just gradually introducing your product to someone. Walk up to them and say, hey, how you doing? Maybe you'd be interested in this product. You know, whatever you may use, whatever is natural for you, you want to be able to get out there and just expose, you know, your product to them. And once you get them invited, all you want to do is just invite them, share the information, whether you're doing it through a webinar or a home party or an opportunity meeting or maybe just a one-on-one napkin presentation. You know, you want to just expose them information, and once you've done that, if they have an interest, then you want to sponsor them. Now, I use the word sponsor as opposed to the word recruit, and the reason why I say sponsor or recruit is because when you sponsor someone, you actually have some responsibility for their success, and you actually want to sponsor and bring them to the business, and you want to stick hand-in-hand with them. You want to help them establish success immediately. Because most of the time, people come in there with marketing. They're in, they see others succeeding, but they don't have any success. And that's one of the key elements as to why they're in and out of the business in a matter of 3 to 4 months. But if you sponsor someone and help them establish some success, then they see that, hey, this is real. It's something tangible in their hand. And they begin to appreciate the company more. And then they want to get out there and do more. And also, what you're also creating is a duplicating process. So if I sponsor someone into the business, I'm going to sit down hand-in-hand with them, and I'm going to help them find other people that may be interested in the business or may be interested in the product. And we're going to get out there and do it hand-in-hand. And one of the key things that while I'm doing it is that I'm teaching them at the same time. I'm teaching them how to do it so that when they find someone they're bringing into the business, they can also do the same thing with them, sponsor them, sit hand-in-hand with them, help them find people that are interested in the business or people that are interested in the product or service. And this creates duplication, but it's also the most successful method. And I would say it's better to sponsor than recruit. If you're a recruiter, then all you're really doing is bringing people in for the numbers. You don't really have the time to sit down with them and show them how to work the business, show them how to teach people a duplicatable system. And not to say that there's not duplication within the recruiting process, because there can be, as long as you plug your people into a system where you constantly, they actually pull the actual numbers that you're pulling. But in most cases, 9 times out of 10, sponsoring is always going to be your best option there as well, as opposed to recruiting. My seventh idea is that you have to identify with leadership. What I mean by that is, in every company, there's leaders in your company. And some we call various things superstars in the company. You have to be able to identify them. You have to be able to get next to them, be able to sit down and talk with them, observe them, how they work their business. They're going to give you key factors of what it takes to achieve that success. And in most cases, these superstars are very open to helping you because in most cases, they usually achieve the level in the company to where they earn profit sharing in the company. So it's in their best interest to help you grow your business. I've been in companies before, and I've seen other people come in companies where they come in and maybe their upline is not as successful. They were successful to get them in, but that's about it. Or maybe they just bring them in and leave them alone. These people are left out there, and they really don't know what to do, and which contributes to that 3 to 4 month loss after that length of time. But if you identify with someone that's a leader in your company and you begin to work hand-in-hand with them, and it may not be your immediate upline. It may be 2 levels up. It may be a couple levels over. It may be someone who came into business after you who are having great success. You have to identify with that leader and get with them and study and watch what they do. And that will help, and you'll learn the process to become a superstar, learning exactly what they did to do the business. So it's very important that you identify with leadership. One of the key things I always said, which is my age thing here, is that you have to at least meet 2 people a day at a minimum. And when I say meet 2 people a day, it's not necessarily to meet those people to push your product or your particular opportunity on them, but just meet 2 people a day and just get to know who they are and keep notes on the various little things they talk about as far as family is concerned or what's important to them. And just keep open channel communications with them. And what will happen is you begin to build a rapport with that person, and you'll establish a trust. And then that person will be more open to listening to your business opportunity. They'll be more open to maybe you trying one of your products. And they'll be open just to do anything to you because you have an established relationship with them. And that's something that they will greatly appreciate. Often when you go and you meet people, and what I find happens a lot in network marketing, people will go out and they'll use a 3-foot rule. Everybody comes within their 3 feet. They will pitch their business to them or pitch their particular product to them. And what you'll find quite often is that that's often a turnoff to many people. For some, it's okay, but for most, it's a turnoff. So which I always say, get 2 people and establish a relationship with them. And you'll find that you have much more success in getting people to be open to your opportunity, to actually join your opportunity. Because when you start to build your team, what you're going to find is people are going to join your opportunity somewhat because you have a great company and a great product and your comp plan is wonderful. But for the most part, people are going to join because of the relationship they have with you. And that is very key. The ninth thing that I've come up with is ask for referrals. And I'm going to tell you why I say you should ask for referrals. Anytime you talk to someone about your opportunity or your business, and maybe they don't like it or maybe they don't care for the product or for whatever reason they just don't accept it, don't be afraid to ask for referrals. Don't be afraid to say, hey, I appreciate it, but do you know anyone that may have an interest? Or whatever you may use, or don't be, maybe we can use this product. Far too often, and I see this as a big problem in network marketing, is we beat up on our family and friends about our different company and different products. And to be quite honest, we know our family and friends. We know who has a true entrepreneurial spirit. We know who's willing to support our products. Most companies, and I find this to be somewhat of a huge mistake in network marketing, most companies will ask you to sit down and make a list of anywhere from 50 to 150 friends and family. And then you begin the process of approaching these friends and family. And a lot of times they don't want to hear, and it's not because they don't love or care for you. In terms of business, they may not have that level of respect for you in terms of business. So I'd say go and write, make a short list of the most influential people in your life, okay, people that you have great respect for, people that you don't have great respect for you. And you'll find that's not a long list. That in most cases, that's probably a short list for most of us, at least 10 to maybe 30 people. Then you want to sit down and discuss with those people and explain why you're speaking to them. And then if they say, well, maybe I'll take a look at it or maybe I won't, always ask for referrals. Get the referrals from them. And as you start to establish the rapport with the two people I spoke with that you meet daily, and they decide they're not interested in business, well, ask for referrals. It's because you have established that relationship with them, they will gladly turn over referrals to you. There's been many times I've got out there and I've talked to people and I've gotten that no, but I had established a relationship with them. They were eager to say, well, here, call this person, call that person. And you want to call that person based on the relationship you established with the person you originally talked to. And you're able to, find new customers. And you're able to keep a referral list going. And as you know, in network marketing, if you don't have a constant prospect list, you're going to have a problem. You're going to run out of people to talk to. And people that you talk to that you want to talk to, or some would say your warm market. But always ask for the referral. And the very last point I had as far as network marketing, which is the top key, I believe, is self-development. You absolutely have to work self-development. And what I mean, you have to get out and you have to buy the books, buy the tapes, listen to the Jim Rohns, the Brian Tracy, the Robert Kiyosaki, the Napoleon Hill, Les Browns. And the reason why that's very important is because throughout our life, we've been filled with so much negativity, from maybe whether we're sitting down watching, the news, or from family members who are saying you're not going to be successful, or so many other big things. And we develop a pattern that in our minds that say we can't do this, we can't do that. We put limitations on ourselves. But by going through using personal development, studying the people who've been successful, your mindset begins to change. I believe it was Les Brown that said, use your wallet to fill your mind, and your mind will fill your wallet. And that's a very true, very relevant statement. And one thing that you'll read, and no matter when you start to study, you'll find that wealthy people always study other wealthy people or people that are very successful. So in order for you want to be successful, you absolutely have to work on self-development. And one of the questions I've gotten in the past is that, well, how much self-development should you do? I mean, should I read just one book a month or two books a month? It's my belief in all the great people who've been in network marketing before, successful, whether it's the Jerry Clarks or the William Baileys or Jim Rohn, they have always said that true success, true personal development needs to be done more than anything else that you do. If you're dedicating 8 hours to developing your business on a daily basis, you really need to put about 6 hours into personal development and put the other 4 into your business. And what you'll find is as your mindset begins to change, your business will begin to grow. Your confidence level will explode out of the roof. Because not only will you have the keys to success, you'll now know and believe that you can achieve success. And so it's very important to do self-development. Those are my quick key points to network marketing that I believe are very, very, very important, and the things that I've learned over the years that I felt that extremely important to us.
Those are absolutely powerful. I'm just, that is so on point, because it's so much of what I've experienced in my own dealings, and I know other people have also experienced, but I think that the keys that you have given here, these 10 keys, where you, you started out with the very first key, is that you have to accept that you're in business. And so I think that that's one of the problems that people have. Where do you learn business sense? Most individuals, especially in the United States, have been on the program where, you go to school, you get a high school diploma, you go to college possibly, and then you go work for someone.
Mm-hmm.
You retire, and hopefully you'll get to do some things you enjoy in life. I hear people, I used to almost cringe when, and I didn't even know anything about really having my own business at the time, but I would say certain things to people about traveling. They're like, oh, yeah, when I retire. I'm thinking to myself, ooh, it might be too late by then. You may be too old and tired, but anyway, but the point that you make, so definitely you got to treat it like a business. So then this message, then for anyone who has a business, the same thing, though. Network marketing is a business. Some people think that network marketing is something else.
Yes, they do.
They don't think it's a business. So when you've given these other points about having your why, having that thing that's going to, you know, drive you even in the bad times, well, Bill Gates needs the same thing. You know, the owners and the CEOs of major corporations like Johnson & Johnson or Procter & Gamble or any other company, McDonald's for that matter, still needs to have that why, you know, because anybody can get to a point where you get frustrated and want to give up. But you make some very, very great points when you talk about that personal development, reading things that are going to build up your mind. You said something that Les Brown said it about.
Yeah.
Quote that again.
Well, Les said, if you use your wallet to fill your mind will fill your wallet.
Right. If you use your wallet to fill your mind, in other words, go out and purchase books that are going to empower you mentally. He says, then you can take your mind and put some money in your pocket.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Now, I heard Dr. Dennis Kimbrough say it like this. He says, the pocketbook can't grow until the mind grows.
Yes, yes, yes.
So it means the thing. Knowledge will, yes, I that is so powerful. So you're giving out some awesome, awesome nuggets. I do want to, for the last few minutes here, see if anyone on the line had a question. If you did, you have Mr. Mike Parker here. He is a businessman extraordinaire, has several businesses, travels all over the country teaching and training people how to be successful, not just at, because really, in reality, everything is network, Mark. Any business is about networking.
Yes, it is. It's very hard to function in society without networking.
Exactly. Why do you think things like Facebook and Twitter have taken over networking? Because it's the best thing that you could ever do for your business. Every major company has a Twitter page and a Facebook page. I'm talking about major corporations, from major TV stations, hospitals, you know, come on.
Yeah. Can I maybe
everybody.
Point
I
about,
mean,
yeah.
Yeah, so if you have a question, hit the number one key question for Mr. Parker, and I will take your question. But go ahead, Mr. Parker.
I want to make one quick point. You mentioned Facebook and Twitter, and I had this question was posed to me. A young lady asked me this question. She said, well, can I build my business completely online? And I answered the question saying, well, yes, you can. There are people that are doing it. What you have to understand is that, really, when you use online to build your business, you should be using it just to gather more leads to bring to you. Because you want to still establish that relationship with that person. I find quite often from reading various books and talking to people who have established a business online that they have to make contact with that person. They have to speak with that person. They have to talk to them. So there's no way of getting around with dealing with that one-on-one communication. You've got to be able to talk to the person. As I said, if you're a person that's very shy and you want to use the Internet as a method to just run your business, you're going to have to work out of the shyness, because you're going to have to learn to start talking to people. So the Internet is a great tool, but it's not a substitute. It's just a great tool to use to gather more leads. Yes, you can build your business over the Internet, but what you're going to find is you're not going to have retention. And that's a key thing. It's most network marketing companies have some sort of residual package in place, and you need to have a high retention rate in order to keep a good residual rate going.
Okay, yeah, and I just want to, I know we're about to go off the air. We thank you so much, Mr. Mike Parker. We definitely want to have you back. Thanks to Mr. Coach. He said in the chat room that you were very knowledgeable, and we know that let people know how they can connect with you. Can you give them an email address or a website?
Absolutely, absolutely. The email address is info@teamwhateverittakes.com. And for everyone that's on the line listening today, I've got a couple of free packages I'm going to send out to you just for being a listener today and just for taking time out. I know, because I know it's very early in the morning, and to let you know we appreciate it. I've got some very valuable information I'm going to send out to you. The email address again is info@teamwhateverittakes.com. That's info@teamwhateverittakes.com.
Exactly. info@teamwhateverittakes.com. And you can always email me right here from Blog Talk Radio, or email me, and this is Coach LaLisa, and I can also forward his information to you. We thank you all for tuning into the show today. I tell you, and you know, people can go back and listen to the archive, so this is not the end of it. You can definitely go back and listen again. Make sure you tune in and get all those 10 points. Please, they were powerful, powerful keys. Also, we're going to have Mr. Parker back on again. He's also going to be in New Jersey at our networking meeting on Saturday, June the 26th at 10 a.m. at the hotel, the Wyndham, on Routes 1 and 9 in Newark, New Jersey. You can find out more about that on Facebook, on my Facebook page. And we also, on the website, LaLisaJWilliams.com, the information is there. Facebook has updates constantly. But please, you must come and hear what he has to say in person. Meet with him. Be successful at not only your network marketing business, but any business. These are key. He gave you keys that are powerful keys for anybody who is in business. You have to follow leaders that are helping you. You have to partner with people that know what they're doing. You have to create a system. You have to duplicate this. I'm telling you, this is good for every kind of business. So I'm glad to see my good friend who owns a dry cleaners in Cincinnati, Ohio, custom care cleaners, on this morning, getting her knowledge, building her business. And she has a traditional business. Mr. Parker, just wanted to let you know that, but she felt mm-hmm. did not tune in. Custom care cleaners located at 8876 Colerain Avenue in Cincinnati, Ohio. And God bless her. Yeah. She's on. So it just proves. And I mean, I sent the text message out. I said network marketing in my text message. So she didn't have to tune in. You see, she could have felt, well, that's not for me. But the truth of the matter is, this is basic business truth.
Absolutely. Yes, it is.
Can't thank you enough, Mr. Parker. Thanks to all of those who tuned in today. Have a wonderful and powerful day, and we'll see you back here tomorrow, Wednesday, for another special show. I don't know what Mr. Versi Walker has to share with you, but I know it's going to be dynamic. He is the author of Success. How did I end up here? He is a financial expert, has worked in big banks like Chase, and he knows what banks look for, what they want. He also is keeping his ear to businesses being successful. He's owned some, he's sold some, and he's going to be sharing on Wednesday. So make sure you tune back in tomorrow. Well, again, Mr. Parker, I want everybody to go and email him, info@teamwhateverittakes.com. God bless you all.
God bless you. Thank you very much for having me on.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach LaLisa Show. But we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach LaLisa Show could be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach LaLisa J. Williams.